Hello and welcome to the GPI Atlantic podcast. My name is Brennan Vogel. In November 2007, 23 youth from the GPI Youth Engage program in Nova Scotia, Canada, traveled to Thailand to participate in the third international conference on gross national happiness. This conference was an opportunity to share knowledge and experiences with youth from many different countries, including Vietnam, Laos, Bhutan, Myanmar, Indonesia, East Timor, New Zealand, Thailand, and Cambodia. Over 2 weeks, the youth had the incredible opportunity to learn from each other through conversations and to work together on building a greater understanding of the unique issues that each country faces. I invite you now to listen as I talk with Poot from Laos about his experiences with GNH in his home country.
Hi there, what's your name?
My name is Poot. I come from Laos.
And why are you here at the GNH conference?
Just to participate in the conference to get learning from each other and just exchange our experience.
And what do you do in Laos?
For now I'm studying and play at the place of a volunteer of MCC, Mennonite Community Centers.
Okay. And what work are you involved in?
Involved in about this problem of GNH. Participate in this and get a knowledge to go back to and transfer a knowledge to my friends and exchange to each other.
And in Laos, what does happiness mean?
Exactly. The happiness is for people is quite different, but I think it's just like when we don't have a sad thing or the bad thing, don't have a problem, is maybe the happiness.
When there's no bad things or sad things happening.
Yes. Pardon again?
When no sad things or bad things are happening?
Yes, a little bit. Because Laos is quite an undeveloping country, there's so many problems over there, just like agriculture or the kind of, people living is quite difficult now. Mm-hmm. But it's gonna getting better, I think.
Mm-hmm. What does a good quality of life mean?
The good quality of life mean, I think is related to people, but I think just you have enough food, clothes, somewhere to sleep, or like a good communication, just and the people have to. I think the local of happiness is mine. Yeah, if you have a smile, you get better, you get happiness.
Okay. And if there was going to be GNH, Gross National Happiness in Laos, what changes would there need to happen? What would need to happen?
I think the first thing is maybe the local wisdom. Yes, every country have local wisdom, and every place, everywhere. And if we know more about ourselves, we can get it better, because now in Laos just only earn the traditional from each country, from other country. So if we use our knowledge, our wisdom is to, I think it's matched to our life. Mm-hmm. The local wisdom is matched to the local life. Mm-hmm. So maybe it gets better.
Mm-hmm. What's an example of local wisdom from Laos?
I think it's so many. Just the way to buying, the way to planting a vegetable, or the way to planting rice, and the herb of nature. Yes, that's one kind of the local wisdom.
And right now there's problems with that? The local wisdom is being lost?
Yes, the local for now the local wisdom is being lost, because just for one kind of the herb or something like this, they are using the new medicine from the other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, maybe don't know the people who know about the herb in Laos is less.
Okay.
So yes.
So it's a good place to start.
Yes.
With the local wisdom. Okay. Is there anything you would like to say to the youth of Canada?
I think that it's good to exchange, because we are so far away from each other. But if we have a time to, we have a chance to share the idea, it's make our knowledge is more increased.
Okay. Yes. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
more information about the work of GPI Atlantic and the GPI Youth Engage program, check out their website at www.gpiatlantic.org and get in contact to get involved. Funding for this project was made possible through the generous support of the Canadian International Development Agency.